This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. By now, most of us have learned to live with computer viruses. We don't click on suspicious attachments in our email, and every now and then we remember to update our antivirus software. But the world learned last week of a new and possibly more sinister kind of computer attack, one that can affect our computers when we visit a common everyday website. Joining us is Slate technology writer Paul Boutin. Hi, Paul. First, tell us what we've learned about this attack last week and whether the danger is now past.
Alex, this attack was unusual. It was a two-stage attack. Some hackers broke into corporate web servers, the kind that we can usually trust, and placed software there that then downloaded other software onto normal people's computers when they visited those sites. Then that software tried to connect to a server in Russia to download what we call spyware, software that tracks your keystrokes on the computer so it could capture your personal information, your credit card number, or something else. Right now, the danger is over on this attack because internet administrators managed to knock out that server in Russia, so it's offline.
Well, what were these sites? Were there a lot of them or a couple of them? And could we tell people about this so they might recall whether or not they had visited these sites last week and need to be worried?
Companies are keeping a low profile about saying that they specifically were infected.
I'll bet.
But some estimates say that there were between 600 and a couple of thousand servers that were spotted over the weekend infected.
Okay, well, who's vulnerable to the attacks, and how many people were actually affected this time?
Only a few thousand people are estimated to have been hit by it. But this time, anyone who was using the Internet Explorer browser was vulnerable because this was a new bug that even Microsoft hadn't known about yet.
Two things to note here, Paul. One, Microsoft does own our partner Slate that you write for. We'll note that. Mm-hmm. And the Internet Explorer browser that is a Microsoft product is used by 90% of PC users now.
95.
But are you saying this threat is over now? And what should people do if they're uncertain whether or not their computer may have downloaded this stuff?
This particular threat's over for now, and Microsoft has a web page that people can check to see what they can do. If you Google for download.ject, you'll find it.
Well, what should I do? Should I stop using the web, or should I possibly stop using Internet Explorer? Forgive me, Microsoft, but maybe there's another web browser that would be safer.
That's the advice experts are giving right now, is stop using Internet Explorer. There's a browser called Firefox that you can also find easily. It works just about as well, and most importantly, it doesn't have many of the same security holes. Now, that's not to say that it's foolproof too, but since only 2 or 3% of the people on the web are using it right now, the hackers are going after everyone with Internet Explorer instead. So you're fairly safe in numbers.
Paul Boutin, I want to thank you for answering the complaints of the many people who've said, what? Day to Day is partnered with a Microsoft entity? How could you do such a thing? Paul Boutin has now advised you to stop using Internet Explorer. Paul Boutin, who writes about, or perhaps formerly wrote about, technology for our partners at Slate Magazine. Paul, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.